Blog Talk Radio.
GTA. I am the Alpha, and we are here in the penthouse. I am worried. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome aboard. Thank you, the World Generation Podcast Network, and everybody out there listening at home and on the YouTube page. Thank you for listening. Please subscribe. We're going to get to the horse racing in a second. We're going to review this week. I haven't been in my penthouse for a minute. This is the only thing that I need. The only thing that I'm missing is do I want a haircut? I got a free haircut in the spa. Shaving a haircut. No. Actually, yes. Let's get a haircut while we talk about this week. Diamonds are a girl's best friend, and it is Valentine's week right here on GTA. All right, let's get a hairstyle that fits. This one crazy. Let's see, which one? Ball. I don't want to be ball. This one. Terrifying. It is simulcast the man bun. It's simulcast online. You can find the link. It's Alpha 2 Omega, right here on YouTube. And help us get to 1,000 subscribers. Okay. Afro faded, baby. Let's do it. This week, I don't know what GTA is up to, but if RMV believes that they know what they're doing, I mean, I don't understand. But okay, so now good. We got my hair is afro-tastic. It was free because I have a penthouse. And you can see it if you go to the page. And the racing sheet is on there, too. We'll get to the horse racing in a second. I haven't been able to step foot in my penthouse in a long time because of the glitch that was stopping people from going in. I don't know if that's still going on or if they fixed it with the update. All right. So. This week was Valentine's week, and that means that we got some free Valentine's gear. I'm going to go to the clothes place here in a second and get the Valentine's gear. But the Bonnie and Clyde theme, the casino car, okay? I got the casino car, actually, and I didn't cheat this time. Last week we cheated. Not really cheated if the code is there. Let's head down to the casino. So I'll show you that car. The problem with the podium car, it wasn't really adaptable. Whoa. So many things going on. But it wasn't really adaptable at that time. And so here we are, and you'll see there's no car here, and I need to get my money. I need to get the $50,000. For the horse racing, and we'll see the car later. People will stay. You can go to the online. Let's speak to the cashier, and let's acquire. No, I want to acquire maximum amounts of chips. Let's head to the horse racing. So there was also the Obey on the car racing. I don't have any friends, so it doesn't matter. And, you know, since I think theoretically, right, we're going to get ourselves a PlayStation 5, because if we're planning on doing this, I don't think the 5 is the thing that you should get. I think it's the 6, but we're going to get one anyway. So if I get that, then the Omega will get the PS4, and he can start his own GTA account. And so therefore, I could have a friend help me in the game on board. But so let's go in the inside track. The racing sheet is on the form, but the really easy thing you got to remember is if it's a favorite, it's pretty much just going to win. And the first spot usually wins, and the second spot, you'll see in a second. I'll go over it here in a minute. Diamonds in the casino, a heist. Now, it seems like there's not a lot of stuff, right? There's nothing. Okay, well, move the arcade. It is arcade week. Now, we'll go there in a minute, too. The arcade, it's available. Can I go to the phone? No, I can't. Let's exit real quick. I'm gonna go down there and show you exactly what I mean when you foreclose. If you're going to get an arcade, right, we had our arcade was right up on the main strip. They're on sale for a lot of money, so it's good to get it. I bought the Master Control Unit this week. But there was no way to get money. This week is a spend money day, unless you want to do the casino heist finale, and that way you get money. Otherwise, there's nothing's paying out. So we had to spend money, and I moved my arcade here to the other location because we're going to get the auto shop. And frankly, once this garage comes, and is that going to come? When is that going to come? I mean, this is Valentine's week, okay. I'll give him a pass on that. It's Valentine's week. Now, after this week, there's no friggin' excuse. There is no excuse left for these people. There's no excuse left for Rockstar. Place our bet and see on the main board. Okay, so it looks like Omens and Ice and Constant Brag are the two favorites. So those are the two that we think would win. And it's a crapshoot. I'm going to pick Omens and Ice because it is on the list and it is the one or two spot. We're going to bet our $1,000 that we have extra over the limit just because we feel like not betting too much. The way you win is the single events by doing the same thing. Now there's Divorce Doctor and Moon Rocks and Robocall. I think Robocall is going to win. I was going to say Moon Rocks. But I always want to pick Robocall, so I'm going to put it up and put like $5,000. $5,000 on Robocall. Okay, so this week, spend money on your arcade. That's it. Buy the Master Control Terminal. Great. The games are on sale, right? Half off. The games are on sale. Want to buy the games? Buy your games. But ladies and gentlemen, frankly, and I'm going to say this, nothing is paying this week. There's no way to pay out unless you play Till Death Do Us Part and play Till Death Do Us Part or just the regular old game. Oh, my horse is dead now, I guess. The number three horse ran away with it. The dish ran away with the spoon. There you go, Moon Rocks. I told you, it's either Robocall or Moon Rocks. I was right on either behalf. So we had to move the arcade, though, because we've been waiting for that. And I moved the arcade, like I said, because the garage, is it going to be next week? It should be. There's no more excuses. The second and final dose, last dose, should be coming out. Because this week sucked in payouts, sucked in selling. At least last week we had the acid lab. This week there was nothing. I can't jack up my weed and sell it. I can't do anything with my bunker or my facility. I can't do anything. I didn't even take the arena to be paying out. Nothing. The only thing that's paying out is the casino heist, which you have to buy the arcade and then do the heist. So you have all week to do the heist and buy the arcade. It takes a long time. It might take longer than that. And let me tell you what everybody says. We're going to go with Hot and Bothered because it's on the list. Hot and Bothered will bet $5,000 because it's on the list. Now, I'm just telling you, okay? Like, I had to spend it, and it's great, but that's, okay. The diamonds don't more money. I mean, is it worth it? Is it really worth it? Buying the arcade is worth it, and trying to get it is worth it, because it's a good heist to do, and we haven't done that yet, which is incredulous, to say the least. And, of course, my horse won because it was on the list, and the racing sheet is on the list. You are listening and watching this week in GTA, and now we go to the main board, and we watch the main board and the main horses. We have the number two horse. So if I've done, tried the finale on the smash and grab of it, I don't know. I'm just terrified of the penthouse glitch. I don't want to be in the middle of it and then doing it. The same with the heist for the facility, honestly enough, which will probably get the facility next week, because that's what they do, stupid shit like that. But got really, really far, but there's still so much more to do. That's why I just don't, I don't know. I hope that we get the last, I hope we get something that pays out next week. Pays out good. 3 times money, 4 times money, 5 times money. Let's do the last dose. Acid is done, baby. The acid is done. Finished. Okay? So now, let's do acid again. Let's trip the second, the final dose, the last dose, the second dose. What is it? Second dose, the last dose, whatever. What kind of dose is it? When is it going to happen? When are we going to get the garage? That's why I moved the arcade. Because everybody's going to be at that garage, okay? Everybody that's right by that, it's a very popular place, but I'm not moving the nightclub. I am not moving the nightclub. I refuse. Now, please subscribe to our page. Please go, horse three is the leader. I want horse number two. Come on, you scrawny-ass nag, number two. Take a dump. Three goes back to no. Number three won. And who is number three? The horse that won. And that horse is who we have, I guess. I don't... 3-1. Constant break. It was either one, man. Come on. 3-1. You bet the favorites. All right, let's go back and play some more bets. See what we got. Salt and Spice or Lonely Stepbrother? I would say Salt and Spice, so I'm going to pick Lonely Stepbrother. And I'm going to bet, since it's 3-1, I'm going to bet $5,000 again. The place to bet. All right, next. So, because he's on the list. We could talk about the podium vehicle for a little bit. Non-modificado. You cannot modify it, okay? So it's unmoddable. You could change the color. Now, the one that's on sale, the Albany, the Roosevelt Valor, we have it. We want it, and that's highly customized. If you want the vehicle and you don't win the podium, you could get that because it's really customizable, and it looks really, really cool. Litt's truck is going to win. And I'm going to bet $5,000. I'm going to bet $10,000 on this friggin' horse right $10,000 on Litt's truck. So I would say maybe buy that. And then I'm stuck on the fence about buying this car. Everybody says it's a sucky car. But the Omega wants to start. And we'll look at that in a second. We'll look at the car that's still available that I could purchase if I wanted to purchase. But what's going to happen next week? What's going to happen next week? That's what we want to know. That's what we want to know. And, of course, I won because I knew that horse lit his truck. Pick lit his truck. It will win. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? I'm going to buy Dream Shatterer or Worth a Kingdom. I'm going to pick Worth a Kingdom, but I'm going to be quite rescinded and resplendent at 2-1. $2,500. Do I spend the money? Do I spend $1.26 million on a car that everybody says that it's terrible and they need to fix it from this update, the one they brought back that's now on sale, the one they had the first day, do I buy it? Or do we wait till in the morning and something cool might be on sale, something cooler? Because they say it's not a great car. So I'm stuck in the middle of my decision-making process. I don't really know. We won again, so that's a cool horse racing there. I don't know. I haven't decided. Do we want to do it? Do we want to not? All right. Lover Speed or Los Santos Sayer. We're going to go at Lover Speed in the number one position because it is 2-1. You're going to bet $2,500 on it because I am not as sure as I could be. So three cars were available this week at the Broadway. If you wanted to get the Broadway, that one came in. You can buy that. But the taxi livery is funny because it's not even a four-door car. So you get a taxi livery, which is cool. You could buy the Broadway on sale, which is cool. So I would say maybe buy that if you wanted to buy something to have it. But I'm running out of space because I've been schlepping the Mananas and the Tornadoes. Like, I have so many Tornadoes. I just find it fascinating how these cars look. At least Scooter one. We're Scunner. Oh, a Scunner. Let's see. Who did we pick? We picked number 6, Lonely Stepbrother, because it was on the list. And you are listening to This Week in GTA on the World Generation Podcast Network. So let's take a moment, if we can. First, let's take a moment for station identification.
You're listening to the World Generation Podcast Network. Please like us on Facebook at World Generation or on Twitter at World Generation Podcast. And now back to the show.
All right. Well, so anyway, we're back. Ha, with that. For station identification. Also, Alpha 2 Omega on YouTube. Please subscribe to it. And the World Generation Podcast Network has a lot of other great shows. Just stay tuned right here and listen. And, of course, our page, the slot machine trick works. I've made money. I've still made money on it. Time, though. And let's take a look at who's going to win this week in GTA. Hump Day Horse Racing. What's, do we think, I mean, what are we waiting for? What are they waiting for? This drip feed is killing us, right? There's 5 cars left on the drip feed, which means we're in the middle, which means the next one should come, and then they should drip 4 more after, right? So whatever comes next will come 2. They'll give us 2. That'll come with the second dose, and then they'll drip feed the hard one 1 week, and 2 weeks later, and we will be into April. And then they could just do normal shit until they do the summer update, whatever. And for those of you who think that GTA Online, they're going to give up on it, it's a cash cow. 6 is not going online. Okay, 6 is not going online. Nobody's making 6 online. What did I, horse number 6? Come on, horse number 6. Yes, 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 yes. In the end, number 6. Oh, but number 3 killed it. Umami. Okay, back to racetrack. Let Is Out. Let Is Out is going to win. We're going to bet $2,500 on Let Is Out. Going to win. I'm so discouraged, but I think that we're going to get the second dose. I said that this week, but I forgot that Valentine's Day. There's no excuse now. No? President's Day, Memorial, whatever. I don't know. Give us something. But we'll get 2. We'll get the thing. I don't know. It's a surprise, but it's bullshit because nothing paid this week. How are you making money? Nothing paid this week. I repeat it. My horse didn't even finish. Nothing paid this week, and you had to pay. And I had to pay. Please, good night. But again. So if you do, when we end the radio portion of the show, we will take the car, the podium vehicle that is there, and we will take it for a ride to the arcade, and I will show you my arcade and modifications, and you will only be able to see that on the YouTube page. So you'll have to go there, and the link is in the description. Let's place another bet here. Mud Dragon, Lee Scunner. Wait a minute. Lee Scunner won the last race. So Lee Scunner is going to win this one. I will bet $5,000 on it. I like the idea. I like the Valentine's Day idea, the Bonnie and Clyde idea. This week is good, but we're ready. Pay. Something needs to pay out, man. Make the other drugs. Make the drug wars. It's drug wars, right? So why, well, the other businesses, everybody with their crack and coke, it should be, you know, Dax at war with everybody or something like that, where all the other businesses are on sale. And, hey, every other business is on Lover's Deed. Oh, I didn't see the 2-1. Sorry, I would have been on that one if I would have known it was a 2-1. This is Salt and Sauce and Dream Shatterer, and if you look at it, they're even, so we'll bet the other $5,000 on this one. And we'll be back to where we were. I don't know if I would buy the garage, but we're going to have to give up a property. So have you been preparing? I have to give up something. I have the house. I'm going to give that up. I have nothing in it. There's like two houses in it. I'm going to give that up for the garage. But if they should let us have it just as a separate entity, you know. And what they also should do is have a main garage menu where I can move all the cars around to all my other garages. Like have a big, you know, the master control terminal. Why not? I was either one. It was going to be Dream Shatterer, Salt and Sauce. I can't say I'm surprised. Let's see the main one and who's going to win. Blue Dream Dancing Shoes. Blue Dream it is. $5,000 says. Blue Dream it is. Just because the odds. And it's 2-1. So we'll place the bet and we'll wait on it. Now, they should have where you could see all your garages, right, on the master control terminal somehow with the garages and little icons showing, you know, what your cars are in those garages, and you could just move them. Yeah, you would have to pay a price. You would have to pay money, $10,000 to move a car here. But you could organize your shit, man, and it would be so great. Maybe less, but why not, right? Instead of having to go to the place, call the mechanic, drive in, go out, call the mechanic, drive in, go out, call the mechanic, drive in, respawn. Why not have a place to do it? So maybe that'll be included in the second dose. I doubt it, but that would be nice. And I also think the rest of, like, I think they're going to do two. Oh, excuse me. Don't get me wrong. The thought was to buy one of the Broadways because maybe it's a nice car. But again, you can't do nothing to it except the liveries. I like heavily modified cars available to modify. You know, to modify the cars is the modification. And it is. It's nice. But, you know, like the podium vehicle, which we're going to show you very shortly. We're going to make this bet right here. We're going to watch this race, make one more bet, go through the cycle, and then we'll be done with the radio portion of the show, and then you'll have to join me on the YouTube second half of the version when we take a look at the podium vehicle and drive it around and... head to the arcade and maybe even just buy the Valen or go to the clothes place and get the Valentine's Day swag, the free jackets and stuff, unless we didn't get it. But we'll test that out as well. So I hope you guys had a really good Valentine's Day. I mean, you know, everybody complains sometimes when they have people, they don't have people. It's okay, because we have everybody here on GTA. And if you think that GTA Online's going anywhere, you're wrong. They're going to keep updating it. They're building stuff. Have you not noticed? There's tons of places. There's new realty places. There's tons of big locations. I think there's something good to big coming. I think once 6 comes out, there's going to be something simultaneously with 5 that's a result of the 6 OI1. Yes. All right. Next I won again. All right. Square away, Mr. Worthwhile. Or Constant Brag. Let's choose Mr. Worthwhile. He's on the number four spot, and we're going to bet $5,000. These races always get me lost. But, you know, maybe something big, like how the casino happened. The casino was big. I mean, the Acid Lab is not as big as the casino. But I think that the second dose is not going to be super big. But I think that the summer update, or even at the end of the year, when they just do, when they're going to have to come out with six soon. And when they do, I don't know, that's what they're waiting on. And I just appreciate it tremendously. And there you go. We won again and again. All right. So we'll just finish out here. We're going to choose Lonely Stepbrother because he's on the list. And we're going to bet $5,000 on Lonely Stepbrother. $5,500, okay, sure. Ruin It. And everybody, that's where we're going to go. And once we get done with the radio portion, we'll be done. The link is in the description for the YouTube channel, and we'll be right there continuing this. And I hope tomorrow is a great day. Hope we get the second dose. I hope we get something that pays us at least. I mean, yeah, I could do the hangar missions. They're locked at 3x points, but frankly, they just suck. If you've ever done the hangar missions, you know they all suck. That they all suck. They're almost as bad as if you call Dax on the phone. Don't ever do that again. So something's coming. Something's good. Hopefully, if there's no holiday, is there? Because if there is, that's what's going on. You know, that's the deal. That's the deal there. Do we have, we have 3 minutes and 14 seconds. Let's place another bet here. Hell for Weather. Yeah, I'll take Hell for Weather for $4,500. Just to make it an even number, bring it down to 160. And we'll be here every week, every Wednesday, reviewing the week. This week, out of five stars, out of five rock stars, I'm going to give it two rock stars. It's cool because I was able to move the arcade, but nothing else really happened. And my God, I really, really, really did would like, you know, I didn't mind spending the money because I had to spend the money. Had no choice but to spend the money to move the arcade. We said we were going to do it, and all right, so we choose Let Us Out. Let Us Out. I'm going to choose, what is that, $3,500? Sounds good, man. You know, so there we go. We'll see what's coming. I spent money this week. I would have liked it. Two rock stars out of five. Let's get a higher number this time. Last week sucked. This week sucks. Something good's coming. It's Valentine's Day. Free stuff. And thank you guys for joining us here on the World Generation Podcast Network. Please tune in tomorrow night for GTA Today. Or not GTA, sorry, UWA Today. I'm a little flabbergasted because I won again. And we have 133 until this win. And then we'll leave you until next week. Till we figure out exactly what the hell Rockstar's doing. And until then, please head to our YouTube page, Alpha 2 Omega, and the race starts in 114. Who's it going to be? Who are we going to win? Are we going to win or lose? We'll let you know right here, live here, live there. And then, when you move over to the YouTube channel, I'm going to take out the podium vehicle, and we're going to go check out when I move the arcade and a lot of the other features, and if I want to change anything, which I don't know if I want, but we'll see. And who knows how long we'll spend, but on the radio, we must end this week in GTA, brought to you by the World Generation Podcast Network. And Alpha 2 Omega is a proud sponsor of the United Wrestling Alliance, and that's why I get it very confused. It's all a lot of inner workings there together because as friends of each other, we like to look out for each other, and it's good like that. And I look out for you guys too. And thank you for coming along. And again, if you want the car on the podium, page. It'll show you. If you want millions of dollars, all you have to do is go to the slot machine and do the trick, and it'll show you. And if you want to win on the horses like I have been and we have, right here, the racing sheet is there, and the proof is in the pudding, because I am up $34,000 in a half hour. And I have $5,500 on the line. And if I win, I'm going to win a lot. If not, I'm still going to be up $34,000. So some of our tips and tricks over here at Alpha 2 Omega might be silly, but they work. You can make millions. You can get the car and come horse race with us every Wednesday. Who's it gonna be? Who's gonna win? I chose the number one. Let's go, number one. Let's go, number one. Right, it's the end of the race. The three horses coming on strong. Well, we want the number one. Here he comes, baby. Number one, the five's got to drop back. Number one, five drop back. Oh, the five horse. Well, we're going to end on a losing note, but I thank you guys for joining us, and we'll see you guys next time on the radio portion on this week on GTA. Off we go to the video segment. See you next week.
Presentation of the World Generation Podcast Network.
Number five is alive.